specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, MIGS, treat varicose veins that affect 1 out of 2 people age 50 and older, and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance, such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas wearing lime green, I should ask, on this Tuesday morning. We welcome you all to the OPT Network. It's Tuesday. It's 7:39 local time, 8:39 Eastern time. And if you're traveling in this morning and you're headed to school and work, many wrapping school up this week. Some have a few last days remaining, another week or so, just depending on which parish you're in, which city you're in, which state you're in. But as you're traveling in this morning, we want to remind you that it is foggy. Foggy on the interstates. Really, really dense fog as we were traveling in this morning. And so it is making travel slower. So that means watching out for school buses, school kids, and school zones is even more critically important on mornings like this. And then, if you're like us, you know how we say early is on time and on time is late? Well, if you're living in those rural areas where the farmers are working in the fields and you happen to get behind a tractor, you just can't pass this morning. And that's what happened to us. I mean, traffic was backed up on 71 for a long time because the fog was just that dense. And, you know, the tractors have to get into the field, and they got a way to get in the field, and that's on the highway. So that means that we all had to slow down. But as you're traveling in, those are things, you know, depending on where you live, things happen in the morning. So we want to remind you to give yourself enough time to get there safely and carefully. And most importantly, stay engaged. Watch out for yourself. Watch out for all of those novice drivers. And as I talk about those novice drivers, I think I have a humility for highway safety for drivers that I never, ever had, even for myself when I was a young novice driver. When you have kids, it just makes all the difference in the world. So please give yourself enough time to watch out for yourself as well as others. Stay engaged. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m., some students, depending on where they are even having half days this week. So that is another thing to be mindful for. Usually the school zones resume again at 2, well, now half days. So please be careful. I said to DC, I said, as soon as you sit down at your office, it'll be time to pick the kid up. So, you know, lots going on. Kids are trying to finish up. Parents are trying to make sure that kids finish up. And our motto and our mantra has been finish strong. Finish strong. And I hope that that's what you're sharing with your young people as you're traveling in the morning or as you're putting them on the bus, sending them on their way. Only a little bit of time left. And this is the time not to back up, but to push, push, push. You know, as I talk about pushing, we sit here and we realize that the school year is now over. So summer is fast approaching. And so last week we said, you know, we want to make sure that our kids don't power down during the summer. We want them to power up. We want them to be involved in reading programs, things that stimulate their minds other than video games and computers and things that just kind of keep them in that zone. So we're hoping that, you know, you will choose good camps like what are happening at Christian Love Baptist Church. They've got a great camp that's happening. And lots of other people in and around the areas are doing great things in the community. And it's just a good opportunity to make sure that kids are powered up during the summer instead of powered down. And what we're finding is that once they get back in school, you think the school year went by quickly. Well, I'm going to tell you what, summer goes just as fast. And then by the time we look up again, we'll be saying, oh my goodness, we're shopping for school uniforms, school clothes, school supplies all over again. So time is constantly evolving, and we have to make sure that we are evolving with it. And that means making sure that our kids have what they need to be successful, not just during the school year, but year round. So it's just food for thought. You know, I know a lot of people are still trying to figure out what their kids are going to do for the summer. Not really sure, a lot of parents. And for many of us, it just happened so quickly that we really haven't even gotten a hold on it. But you know what? We're going to be looking out. People are constantly sending us things about what their church groups are doing, what different organizations are doing, and how your kids can get involved, and how you can start looking at a way to make it cost effective. And sometimes that means that we just have to cut back just a little bit so that our kids are engaged. Because you know what, if your teen is like our teen, they will sit at home and sit on the couch or sit under the computer on the video game until times get better. And so we have to be the people that control that and decide that that's not going to happen. And we do that by finding out what great activities are going on in our community. And so if you've got activities that are happening that you want to let
the community know about. We'd love to hear about it. And what you can do is you can connect with us via our website at www.onpointcxmas.com, or you can simply phone our offices, 318-445-5658. And if you like to use snail mail, we're at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana, zip 71302. Well, it's Tuesday. It's a foggy Tuesday morning, and we believe that that fog is probably going to burn off as the morning wears on. But as you're traveling in, we want to remind you to slow down. Be careful. Watch out for yourself as well as others. Minimally invasive image-guided specialists, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is our top priority. MIGS is located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. The number to phone, 318-445-9700. State Farm agent Rosa Fields in Alexandria. You can phone Rosa and her team for all of the information that you need on home, auto, and life insurance. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. It's open enrollment, and you can still enroll by phoning 800-454-3730. It's 7:46 local time, 8:46 Eastern time. You're on point. The official OPT Network. We're going to get a break, but we're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th from 11 till 1 that day. Everyone in the community is invited to come shred. And you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Bavall's Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket.
Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just a buck.
Okay, how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:52 local time, 8:52 Eastern time. And by now, you're surely on your way, hopefully slowing down, making sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as others, especially in this dense fog. And we ask you to slow down because what we understand about the fog is that it changes our depth perception. It changes how far we see cars ahead of us and cars that are coming toward us. So make sure that you're mindful of that as you're traveling along. Switching gears this morning, you know, there is a new study out that is talking about cholesterol and those foods that we always thought were high in cholesterol. And as I read the article, I said, you know, the things that we learn about food and our health seem to be changing at such a drastic pace that you almost aren't sure what to believe and what to follow anymore. But here's what the new study says. It says, after years of studying high cholesterol and foods that are supposed to be high in cholesterol, red meat, eggs, butter, well, now they're found to play a very small role, experts say, in raising your cholesterol. So now the experts are saying, eat some red meat. And a lot of people are saying, yeah, I never stopped. Use a little bit of butter and cheese and stop eating the egg whites. Stop eating egg whites. Yeah. Doctors and dietitians are learning that the popular low-fat, low-cholesterol diets popularized in the past 40 years just have not worked. So really, they're just uncovering a lot of myths about what causes cholesterol and heart disease. This says Terry Johnson, who is a dietitian, and she's right out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. She says, for decades, patients have been cutting their cholesterol levels and have focused on diets low in fat and high in whole grains. Well, she says, it's been backward thinking for the last 40 years. And when I read that, I said, wow. You know, all the studies, all of the things that we're trying to follow, and now it's changing yet again. She says, since the introduction
of low-fat diets. We've seen cholesterol go up, and we've seen obesity go up. We've seen heart disease, cancer, hypertension, she said. It has skyrocketed in this wake of low-fat diet. Yeah, DC's looking at me, and he's saying, wow. And you say, what about that? Because we have just gotten so many mixed signals.
Well, I think when they take the fat out, they put more sugar in.
Mm-hmm.
And when they put more sugar in, that's just a whole different set of problems.
Right.
And then people become, I think a lot of the manufacturers like putting the sugar in because they understand that people are addicted to it, and then profits go up.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So once again, it's about money.
Yeah. And so now, if you read and you follow what the experts, what dietitians are saying, you know, it's almost on its face sort of confusing, because I know I was one of those people that cut way, 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 way back on meat. In fact, had taken meat out of my diet completely, have added some back in just for the protein. But, you know, I did that because I have a family history on both sides of my family of heart disease and hypertension. And so as a younger person, when you see the perils of high blood pressure and strokes and blockages and, you know, all of those things that you see in your family's history, then you understand that you don't want to fall into that same, you don't want that same plight to befall you. So you change some things about your diet, and you look at what researchers are saying, you look at what the studies are saying, and so you try to make those changes. And then the article goes on to say, after years of study, researchers know that foods high in cholesterol, eggs and butter, for example, play a very small role in raising cholesterol. And I'm thinking, you know, for years, people were telling us, the studies, the doctors, the experts were telling us to use the egg beaters to stop, you know, this and that. Well, now they're saying that those things have very little to do with your cholesterol. The human body makes about 3 times more cholesterol than is actually absorbed, says a dietitian. And she says some people make more cholesterol than others, and that has a greater effect on blood cholesterol than the things they eat. Instead of counting fat grams, dietitian Terry Johnson says, she says she's encouraging people to intake good fats. Those are monounsaturated fats found in nuts, avocados, and olive oil. She also recommends animal fats from meat and butter. She said they prevent overeating. And for us, we are having an issue with overeating. With overeating in our house, NDC is really, really challenged, and we've been talking a lot about overeating and how you do that and how you stop doing it. In fact, we had this very conversation this morning. And so the dietitian is saying that if you will add and not be afraid to eat those more fatty foods, then it will prevent overeating. But there in itself lies a problem. You know, when you are overdoing it, then you have the issue of overeating. And so at our house, we have kind of started on this trek. Yet again, you know, our sign that says don't quit. Well, we're not going to quit until we get the end result that we want, and that is the weight loss that DC is desirous of. And we're going to keep pressing. We're going to keep reading articles. We're going to keep doing the things that we need to do until we get there. We're not going to quit. And I was saying to them, DC, that we have really been trying to figure out the combination of how to stop overeating. And you said this morning, because I was saying to you, you're looking good. I'm seeing some change.
Yeah.
And you said, what about overeating and what you need to do?
Well, I mean, it's just time to grab control of it, Carlette. I'm really fed up into the, you know, I'm up to my limit with it. And, you know, I've been probably about 25, 30 pounds overweight probably for about the last 3 or 4 years and just hadn't been able to shake it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I get to this certain area and I sort of, you know, die out. I just, it's like it's to get to the next level, I'm going to have to push through that area right there
mm-hmm.
to get the victory that I'm trying to get,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, you know, all I can say is that I'm truly tired of this yo-yo stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is what the expert says. She says that your appetite self-regulates. And so it's supposed to regulate itself. She said when you eat fat, it helps you to feel satisfied. It also helps, she says, to help you to feel full. And it takes a longer time to break down, so you'll feel full longer. And she said it's really the key to getting lean. And she said, the way that you do that, and this is really seems to be contradictory of everything that you've always read, she says, eat more fat. And really, when you look at sort of the Atkins way of eating and what he has talked about for years and years and years, he really encourages you to eat more fat. And I think that that's what a lot of the issue is that you're not feeling full and you're overeating. And, you know, adding a lot more carbohydrates in, i.e. sugar, and...
Well, he's I think he's with those types of diets, the Atkins and the Paleo, it's more protein.
Right.
They're high in protein diets, you know.
But I'm saying for you personally, because we love, you know, we're sweet people. And we love the carbs. We love...
Bread.
The bread, the rice.
Not really, you know, it's just not good for you in any form.
And so since you've kind of cut back, well, have really cut back on that for, what are we now, day 7?
Yes.
So how are you feeling?
Well, I feel real good. You know, I think it's more of a, you know, it's amazing to me as I think about it more and more, Colette, how you can be doing real well.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming down real well, and you just taste a little, those carbohydrates, mm-hmm. it's like they're like drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like once you get back on them, you start to crave them.
Absolutely.
And the next thing you know, you're back out of control. And, you know, 60 days pass and you're right back where you were.
And she said, you know, she said grains they thought were once very important, an important part of fighting cholesterol and adding that into your diet. And she said now doctors are pushing fewer grains. And she says processed carbohydrates, like we just talked about, bread, rice, cereal,
right.
Chips. She said they play a major, major role in raising your cholesterol
I
levels.
Let me ask you this. With all of these changes,
mm-hmm.
you know, how are people to know? You know, because I'm just getting to the point now where I have to just, how are people to know what to go with?
Right.
You know, it's almost like you have, it's so many different combinations out
mm-hmm.
there for different body types. I think as you live, you have to learn for yourself what you need to do to be healthy. You know, monitor the way that you feel, the way that your body responds to certain things, certain foods, certain drinks.
Right.
You know, because who knew that orange juice was just loaded with sugar and wasn't good for you? You know, you've been told all your life, you know, drink orange juice.
Drink your orange juice. Mm-hmm.
You know, now we're finding out that, you know, oranges are good, but orange juice is loaded with all types of preservatives and sugars and things to make it taste good when it gets to you, that the nutritional value that it used to have or that it's supposed to have
mm-hmm.
is not there.
Isn't that something? You know, and that's why I wanted to talk about this article this morning, because you know, it's constantly changing. And so each person, and I think that that's kind of where we are. I mean, we've read so many books, so many articles, so many experts saying so many things. And now after 40 years, they're saying that they're finding that the things that we thought were raising our cholesterol are now not raising our cholesterol. And my mother always says, I'm going to just eat what I want and I'm going to eat it in moderation. But there are certain people that get addicted to the sugars, to the carbs, to the candies, to the pies and the chips. And we were at a crawfish boil in Fifth Ward this past weekend with our friends, the Willibers, and we were talking about that. I was talking about that with a friend of mine, and she said, you know, she had stopped eating all of the carbs and the sugars and picking. And she said, you know, as soon as I went back to it, because this is what will happen after you've been a certain weight for a long time and you lose a certain amount of weight, the first thing people will say is, you don't look good. You don't look healthy. And she said that kind of got into her psyche, and she started thinking, well, maybe I need to pick up an extra 10 pounds. And so she started eating those things that will cause you to gain the weight. And she said, you know, as soon as those carbohydrates touch your palate again, it's like your body just, it grabs a hold to it and it doesn't want to stop. And that's the tricky thing about carbohydrates. And many experts say that you do need the good carbs and you need to leave the bad carbs like chips and cookies. Now, our house has been essentially cleaned of candy, cakes, pies. Please, no pecan candy. I mean, every time DC gets on a good roll, he will go to Walmart and he will see Anthony Eli with that wonderful, sugary pecan candy. You don't want to, he says, I don't want to think about it. And so, but what you were saying about that, though, DC, is that you are having to learn to fight those small battles, like being able to just say no.
Absolutely, Carla. You just, you know, what I'm finding is I'm having to have to win these battles. And, you know, at one point here in this last time, I was almost about to give up.
Were you really?
Well, you know, the size I was, I decided to go get a couple suits.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and you did.
Yeah, at $1,000 a pop. You know, it ain't. You know, it ain't no cheap stuff.
Right. And why do you think? Well, he's answering the phone, but I want to know at what point you get. Because I said to him, I said, we don't quit no matter what. And, you know, you just go back to the drawing board and you find a way. And I know this is a lot of our conversation, but it is a lot of our conversation because it's happening not only to us, it is happening to many people. Many people are struggling. And so I was saying to a friend of mine that, and people say, well, you know, Carlette, you're crazy. Well, the thing of it is that anytime DC decides he's ready, then I adjust our family and we just do it. Anthony heard my call about the sugary pecan candy. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning, Miss I'm sorry. The key to all of that is self control and breathing technique.
He said, that's not what you said. Breathing technique.
I said, tell Miss Carletta I'm going to get her.
Well, you know what? I know the pecan candy is good, and I'm not telling people not to eat it. But you see, David Christmas's problem is this.
Anthony said he has the key, though, Carl.
Yeah, but moderation has never worked for you.
He said breathing, some type of breathing, too. Though.
Okay, well, let's hear about this breathing. What breathing technique is that?
When you're walking, have your chest stuck out. You control your breathing.
Uh-huh.
And it works. It keeps your stomach down.
Uh-oh.
Anthony does good.
I do it all the time.
You do it all the time.
All the time. And it works.
All right. Well, DC just stuck his chest out, and he sucked his stomach in. And you know what? Maybe that's that yoga breathing, that shallow, echoey breathing that you breathe through your nostrils. And I know that helps. And when I was having issues with weight, this man is silly. He is breathing. Are you? Well, we'll let you know. We'll let you know how that works out.
You do it without thinking about it.
You do it without thinking about it. Anthony, thanks so much for joining the OPT Network.
Y'all have a good day.
You right, be man. Safe in that fog. All right. So, DC, you said you were thinking about giving. Anthony, he's still breathing. But I'm going to tell you, the yoga breathing absolutely works. Well, let's try that when we start, when you exercise.
I'm on it.
You're on it. So why were you going to give up?
Well, now, you know, I mean, it is mentally draining to when you're trying to be successful at a thing. And, you know, you keep breaking down. And you know, we have this sign in our office that says don't quit. And a lot of times I'll look up there and I'm like, you know, the real deal is, you know, in that situation, I might have to cave.
Well, but isn't the real issue that you just wanted to do what you wanted to do in terms of eating?
Well, I mean, you know, the adjustments that I need to make, they're long suffering. You know, I just got to get back up on the wagon again, and this time looked like my body just responded real positively to, you know, just kind of coming down, Corlett.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I decided to get back up on the horse again, because, you know, I had sort of hit a place where I just was, and it didn't look like I was picking anything up, but mm-hmm. I just didn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just don't want to be there, and, you know, I just prayed and asked God to help me, give me the strength and the will, and asked you to, you know, basically join.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you might lose 6 or 8 ounces. You know, as I try to lose this 30, 40 pounds, you know. But it's just one of those deals. I'm glad to get back up on it and do it again.
Well, how are you feeling this morning? Because you had such great momentum on yesterday.
Oh, I'm feeling wonderful. Mm-hmm. See, and that's the thing. I mean, that's not my problem. You know, the problem for me is not quitting. The problem is stay quitting.
Right. And
you
I think that
I don't have any problems uh-huh. making the adjustments for 60 days.
Right.
Or 30 days, I should say, not 60. 30 days,
okay.
I don't have a problem.
So you're good for at least 30 days.
30 days, but if I can get into that 6-month to 1-year range where I've made a lifestyle change, I may be able to, you know, stick to it, and that's what I'm shooting for.
I think people are calling to encourage you this morning, and a lot of people are challenged with that. And, you know, yesterday we were talking about strongholds, and, you know, food can become a stronghold, you know. If you're not careful, it can become a stronghold. And, you know, strongholds are, we talked about it yesterday, you know, they come in so many forms. And, you know, it's just, I was saying, deceased food can be a stronghold. You know, they come in many forms, and many, you know, in many ways. No, I didn't touch it. But, you know, a lot of people are really, really challenged. Okay, go ahead. A lot of people are challenged in the area of food. Go ahead and put it over here. And so people are calling up really with those same challenges. Good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
Hey, Carly. Good morning. It's Octavia. How are y'all doing?
Hey, Octavia. How are you doing?
Octavia just gave me some encouragement. But
I really just called in. I was telling David, I was echoing what he said. And he's like, well, go ahead and say it. And you know, I think everyone is just listening, saying, you know, we understand those who've had challenges like this. It is really an addiction. And that's what I was telling David. It's food is an addiction. It's when he mentioned something about sugar, it's kind of like a person, and I don't know this, but people that have struggles with cocaine and crack and all
right.
those type of things, you can't put them in the same room with those drugs.
You can't.
And the type of food that causes us to gain weight, you know, it's not the protein. It's the fatty foods, and it's the excess of it. And you guys, I understand. It's every Monday. I have stopped saying I'm going to start on Monday. Heck, I start on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
I said, you know, just start where I am, because – It's constantly a struggle. It's literally one meal at a time, one challenge at a time, one snack at a time. I've learned to do portion controls. And this is, I don't know, I wish I had a dollar, a nickel for every time I started a new weight loss plan.
Me too.
The motivations that caused me to lose weight last year, well, I don't have those motivations any longer. So now I have to set a new goal, a new plan. But I've gained 20 pounds. And, you know, life got good. I'm just being
mm-hmm.
real with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you eat at a different function, a different event. There's a strategic luncheon. And you say this one slice of pie won't hurt. And then by the end of the day, you say, oh, it's okay. Well, I'll start tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us struggle with that. So my addiction with food is no different than someone that has addictive struggles with alcohol. We always like to point the finger at someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But heck, you know, you can't talk about someone, you know, having a problem with alcohol and drugs and you're eating a whole chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once we recognize what the problem is, I agree with David. We have to continue. We will not quit. We will not give up. Mm-hmm. And I have come to the conclusion that I'm going to deal with this for the rest of my life. Even when I lose the 50 pounds that I need to lose, Carlette, mm-hmm. Then it will be the struggle of maintaining.
Mm-hmm.
Because, right. like you said, your friend, she tried to, you know, maybe eat a few carbs just to, mm-hmm. to look healthy again, and then it just spiraled out of control. It's a comfort thing for us.
And you know what it is? It is the same type of addiction as drugs or alcohol. And the difference is when you're recovering from drugs and alcohol and you leave it alone, you don't use any of it ever. Mm-hmm. So you don't ever have to bother with it again once you've recovered from it.
Right.
Food is it's very different in that you still need food to sustain life. And there is the difficulty that we have with the food addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so easy to just say, oh, I'll have one cookie.
Right.
And then one is too many and a thousand is never enough. And then it happens over a period to where you start off, okay, you have two cookies. The next time you have a bag of cookies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, because once you open up the door to the thing that you're addicted to, which is probably the sugar, mm-hmm. I'm thinking with me,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm just going to have to find a combination that works for me where I understand, just like I did with other addictions, that, look, you can't eat that anymore.
Right.
You know, and it's a process. You have to do it one day at a time. And, you know, like what Octavia's saying, 50, I'm saying about 40 pounds. You know, what we have to do, Octavia, is just take it one day at a time and realize that the 40 to 30 pounds that we're overweight, it just didn't happen overnight, and it's not going to go away overnight. It's a process.
Well, David,
you're
right. And for me, I need one meal at a time because
right.
I can begin this morning with an amazing shake, and I can have – I've already prepackaged my foods for lunch. Well, here comes dinner, and someone says, hey, let's go out to eat. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's one meal at a time for me.
And so when somebody says, let's go out to eat, and but you've made up your mind, why isn't the next answer, I can't go?
Well,
I'll tell you this. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, David.
Go ahead, Octavia.
You go ahead, Octavian.
Well, I'll just tell you, for me, I need a good 2 weeks to get into it. Once I'm settled in for a good 2 weeks, then I'm good. The first 3 days are the hardest for me because I'm weak. I recognize I'm weak. I know that I'll fall to a ding-dong any second. A honey bun will call my name. Little Debbie. Little Debbie is no longer Little Debbie. She's Big Deborah. By the time I finish it. So I know I'm not strong enough, and I have to just stay away from the socializing. But it's not always so easy for me to stay away from socializing because of what I do. So I am learning. Having this conversation this morning encourages me. You know what, I tell you, stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
One lady said something so special to me last night, and I love her. Her name is actually Deborah, Deborah Ham. She was so special. She said, Octavia, have you thought about your body as a temple of the Holy Spirit? And she said, why do you wash and clean the outside of your temple, but the inside you fill it with junk? Mm-hmm. And for me, I've always thought about that as a spiritual thing. Mm-hmm. But I never thought about me going to Sonic and Burger King, and those places are good because they have healthy foods, but I don't ever go for the grilled chicken. I'm not going to Sonic for grilled chicken. I know what I'm going for, the cheese tots. So I make those wrong choices. And to answer your question, sometimes I get stronger. Sometimes I'm stronger, but sometimes in the beginning, the very early stages, I'm not, and I don't want to offend someone. But this is what ticks me off, and I'm going to hush after this. I will be really strong on my diet,
mm-hmm.
and I should say a healthy weight loss plan, not a diet.
Okay.
Right, right.
But when I'm strong on that healthy plan, what bothers me when I'm doing really good, someone brings donuts to the office.
Oh, wow.
Now, when I'm 40 pounds overweight and I've forgotten breakfast and I go to the office and I'm thinking, do we have anything to eat? There's nothing. But the moment, because I believe it's more of a spiritual battle as well,
mm-hmm.
the moment I begin to make up in my mind that I want to be healthy, I want to live longer, I don't want to end up in a wheelchair, I don't want to have diabetes, all of those things, that's when the enemy will say, well, let me just test you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if you're sure about this. So I'll bring apple fritters to the office. Let's see if you can say no to that. And so I am learning that it's something deeper inside that I have to deal with. It's not just the food. There's some other struggles that I have to personally deal with that's making me run to that food for comfort.
Wow.
So I'm learning to say no, but I'm not there, Carlette. I'm trying. I'm trying very hard.
And it's a process. Let me turn to you, DC. For you, what's your thing with saying no?
Well, you know, I have to piggyback what Octavia's saying because it is a struggle. It's almost as if time you decide that and I don't know if it's us or if it's actually happening in the way we're saying it is, but it seems that the day we stop, like all of a sudden I'll pass by the donut shop. Now, I don't care for donuts a whole lot, but all of a sudden now I'm wanting a donut. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't really get that, you know, and it happens every time. But I do know this here is that I believe that where I am now is that, and everybody who faces this challenge where they have to quit something, you know, it's a daily reprieve from it, and we have to just do it one day at a time. And I see that's where I am. But once we get 30 days or 60 days, you know, I have a tendency to get biggity. You know, because you start looking better.
Right.
And you start, you know, oh, I can cheat a little bit on this. And I think I'm really getting to the place where I got on other things that I had to get over is that I'm starting to understand how to not to fail because I fail so much.
Mm.
Does that make sense, Octavia? You know, I fail so many times at not succeeding with this particular thing that I'm really appreciating now how to not fail. And hot buttons, you know, those triggers, when they appear, go ahead and say, okay, I'm not going to do that because I understand what it is. It is a trigger to get me back into the place that I don't want to be anymore.
Wow.
You see what I'm
saying? It seems like we have, and it seems like for some reason we have amnesia when it comes to how that food makes you feel. I know that if I eat too much sugar, how I'm going to feel later. But it seems like when I'm presented with it again, I forget about the discomforts. I don't know what that is. I know it's not good.
Well, what happens is after you overindulge in it, the guilt comes. And what you're saying is, because I know I used to be like that, as you know, with other addictions, it's like as soon as you're done doing it, you're wishing you didn't do it.
Right.
You know, and I once told Carlette, I said, I used to feel exactly like this when I was into other addictions. You know, like time is over and done with. The first thing you say, and Deuce said it, well, Dad's going to be regretting eating that big meal.
Yeah.
You know, now he's going to go into remorse mode.
Right.
You know, because I start to regret that I ever ate it after I've sat there and overindulged in the whole thing.
And we know the song. We know the song. We know exactly what's going to happen after you do it.
Exactly.
And you feel bad and you say, and we know, I shouldn't have ate all that.
I should not have eaten
But take some comfort. All of those people who are addicted to carbohydrates, and it's probably each and every one of us. Dr. Mark Hyman came out with a study that shows that some animals that eat sugar are 8 times more addicted than they are to cocaine. He's been researching it. He says an animal study shows that sugar is 8 times more addictive than cocaine. And several other studies present the same problems. And I think that, and I was saying earlier, that I believe that, you know, as we were talking about the strongholds yesterday, that food is a stronghold for many people. And it's a small thing because, as you said, we need it to sustain life. We need it for nutrition. We need it for all. So it's not like drugs and alcohol and gambling where you can stop, or shopping, you know, those other strongholds. You know, you have to eat at some point. Octavia, we want to thank you for sharing your story. Go ahead.
Before she goes, Carlette, because I just want to say this. Octavia.
Yes.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can
say to all of us and everybody who's listening right here, you know, God would deliver us from this too.
Absolutely.
Amen. I needed that.
Absolutely.
Needed that.
And you need this too, just like we need it. We all need it. This worship song, Octavia Williams, Jackson Williams, God Will Deliver. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Then on the third day, Abraham saw the place where he was to prove himself. Then I
said, Father, I see the fire. I see the wood now, but where is the sacrifice?
Is an OPT, Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office.
Good morning, this is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute in Alexandria, Louisiana. Just want to share a word with you this morning of encouragement that we may help motivate us to be who we are. Encouragement after a weekend of work and worship. I just want you to know that when we are busy doing what God purposed us to do, there is really no challenge from anybody, because God will empower us and provide for us and preserve and protect us to do what he purposed us to do. So this week, I want you to look for the good in everybody. If you look for good, you will find it, you will see it, you will know it, and draw from that other person's energy to do what it is God purposed you to do. Remember this, if you can't do the large thing, do the small things, and be where you are while you're there. And enough small things will add up. Enough dollars can add to be a million. Don't wait to get a $1 million bill. Just collect dollars on your way. Take care.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast. With great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Digger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:36 local time, 9:36 Eastern time. Of course, today is Tuesday, May 20th. We're making our way straight on through May already. I tell you what, I want to thank Octavia Williams for calling in and encouraging us. And it's great to be able to encourage each other. And DC, you said that that really helped you along. And it's, I guess, do we find comfort in knowing that others are facing the same challenges that we are?
Well, I mean, you know, you know you're not alone. You know, you and everybody's trying to find the answers here, you know. And at the end of the day, there's really not any easy way to do this, but to find a way to discipline yourself to be where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take some meditation, some thought. You know, and then when I say that, I just say what I have to do, because I'm like Octavia too. I'm like, you know, I can't just say, hey, I'm gonna start tomorrow and that's it. You know, mm-hmm. I have to really get myself ready. You know, and that speaks to how serious this is. You know, because if it was something that you could just drop and decide, hey, I don't want to do that anymore,
mm-hmm.
then you can say it today and quit tomorrow. This is a much more serious matter than what, well, people know it's serious.
Yeah.
It's just that we're not treating it as if it's as serious as it is, you know. But what I've resigned myself to do is just not to give up. And I believe, just like Octavia's song, God will deliver. We have to give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to work along, you know, with the fact that we've given it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to leave it there and allow him to give us what we need to be able to make it without it. Because, you know, without some type of spiritual life, I don't think we can pull out of that.
Wow. You almost seem sad talking about it.
Well, because I know that there's a lot of people out there who, you know, I know the struggle that I'm having, and I'm seeing people. You
mm-hmm.
know, this is one of those things where you can just look at a person, and as Uncle New would say, that food has them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the evidence is your body.
Mm.
You know, you can say to anybody anytime, hey, look, I'm trying to cut back. I mean, I'm trying to lose some of this weight. And the first thing out of their mouth is you got to stop eating so much.
Exactly.
Everybody knows the answer.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows the answer. And that's why, You know, and that is the truth. You know, I'm telling you, when I talk to people and see people, and they say, man, you know, how you doing? What's up? And I'll say, man, everything's good if I can lose 25, 30 pounds. And the first thing they say is, well, you got to back up
right
from the table. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so the answers are all around us. You know, it's, you know how to just do that little simple thing,
mm-hmm.
which is not eating as much.
Right.
It seems simple.
Right. And it's simple for somebody who doesn't have an issue.
It's just not easy to do.
Right. And even as you look around, the statistics say that nearly 70% of Americans, which is about 1.5 billion people worldwide, are overweight.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you see it when you're out in the community, Carlette. I mean, you could see, I mean, when you see, like, if you're at the Walmart and you just look around, you see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there.
Right. And you know? Wonder how some people can really manage to maintain for years and years and years, and other people just, it's like once that weight climbs on, and for women, a lot of times it's going into the change of our lives, it's getting older. You know, various different things happen to different people in terms of gaining weight, and it's like right. once it starts, it's almost like a domino effect.
Well, you know, Uncle New used to say that it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are emotional eaters. You know, like, for instance, if you're you know, I think stress might be, you know, stress could be a good word, but I don't want to use a word that's too
mm-hmm.
that's
just
too
so broad.
Yeah, that's too harsh to.
Okay.
Because a lot of people don't just eat when they're stressed. They eat when they're busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, I got a lot of stuff going on, and you know, there's so many reasons why, you know, a person could be overeating. You know, I don't want to just, you know, make it like, okay,
generalize that's, it.
Yeah, I don't want to mm-hmm. make it like, but you know, a lot of times, and I know for me, I'm an emotional eater. You know, when I have a lot of stuff going on and I'm concerned about things and how they're going to turn out,
mm-hmm.
you know, I may eat more. And the problem, I believe, Carlette, with from my perspective, as I've been going through this, because with food, when you start picking, when you overeat, you're picking up weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's harder to lose weight. Like, if you just cut back and eat the proper amount that you're supposed to eat,
uh-huh.
well, what happens is you don't lose weight. You just stay where you are.
Mm-hmm.
See, and I think that's what I, you know, go through it more and more and more, what I'm realizing is that the hardest thing to do is actually lose the weight. So as you go through your life and you're picking up more weight,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You're picking up more weight, then you have to do more and more things to try to lose it. And it's like a vicious cycle of, you know, how do I get this off? Or how do I just cut back and eat what I eat to not gain anymore?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a very complex situation that I find that I'm having to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Because the hardest part is getting down to where you want to be.
Right.
And then when you get down to where you want to be, you have to figure out how to maintain that.
Right. Which is another challenge.
That's another challenge all into itself.
And Octavia was saying that too. She said, even when I get down,
right.
and I have to figure out. And I think that, you know, and I don't know, and this would be purely from a novice standpoint in terms of saying this, but I think that, and people have said it, experts have said it, you cannot eat the same way that you're eating. You
right.
just can't continue on the same path, or else you're going to have the same result. So if you don't resolve somewhere that I'm not going to be able to eat a whole bag of cookies, I mean, I'm never going to be able to do that again.
Right.
And when we're younger, our bodies are so much more resilient. You know, you gain 10 pounds and you look up, or you look at the scale and you're 10 pounds heavier, and you just back up from what you were doing. You might add a little exercise and bam, you're back. But suddenly, when you get over into your 30s and beyond.
40s for me. Once I crossed 40, it started to be a difficult. It just got really difficult.
It's like it just sticks to your body. And then you gotta realize that there's nobody that's really just. And if you are, you're the exception, but not the rule. Let me add that. But most people, after high school and college, none of us are just really the same weight. There are those few people that just, for whatever reason, have great metabolisms, ate great or whatever. But for the most part, over the years, just by virtue of coming into womanhood or manhood, you're going to gain weight. By, you know, just growing older, some things are going to happen. And so when you add that dynamic into everything else, and then you've changed the way that you're eating, or you never stopped eating the way that you were when you were in high school and college, and you felt like you could eat whatever you wanted, then suddenly, you know, it's caught up to you and you've got a situation. And a lot of people are challenged by it.
It will turn on you.
Yeah.
It will turn on you like an acre of cobra snakes.
Yeah. And as we look at the 1.5 billion people right now and 14, the experts are saying, or research is saying, that it's expected, obesity is expected to balloon to 2.3 billion people worldwide in 2015.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So it's almost like we have just accepted the fact that we're a society that's going to be obese almost.
Now, here's a question then. Let's take America, for instance. I would have to say then that we are probably the richest country, probably are. I mean, because I don't know any other countries. I don't know. And I'm sure there are some
mm-hmm.
who are overweight at the pace that we are here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even people who we would deem poor are overweight.
Yeah.
You know, in poor countries, the poor people, you see it when you look at
yeah.
them. Yeah. You know,
emaciated. I mean, just
right. I mean, are we really poor? Even at in the lower income areas and all that, where mm-hmm. you know we deem people to be poor. You know, our perception of being poor is probably
right.
different from the worldview.
And you know, I think this whole idea of sugar, we really need to get the expert that did the study. We need to try to see if our people, if our team, if our producers. Can really get him to come on and talk about the dangers of sugar. I mean, and I'm going to tell you, I love sugar. And a lot of people love sugar. Some people, sugar is not their problem. Their problem lies in other areas, overeating or eating the wrong types of foods. But whatever it is, and even those carbohydrates that ultimately turn to sugar, you know, so sugar, it all seems to point back to sugar.
Oh, sorry about that. I was reading an article.
He's talking without his microphone.
About what a doctor was saying about sugar, a nutritionist.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, really, back in the past, you know, people weren't this overweight because sugar was like a treat. It wasn't
right.
in everything.
Right.
You know, you ate sugar like, for instance, you would have a little dessert
mm-hmm.
after dinner. You know, you would have a little treat. You offer a kid a piece of candy. Right?
Right.
But it wasn't like it is now,
mm-hmm.
where when they started the fat-free craze.
Right.
What they put in the food in place of the fat was sugar
mm-hmm.
to make it taste better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how this situation got started. Now you see that people are much more obese than they were 20, 30, 40 years ago. You know, kids are having adult problems,
mm-hmm.
diseases. You know, the same guy was saying that he was a pediatrician and he decided to be a pediatrician because he didn't want to treat people with diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And he realized it was a problem when he started treating kids who had grown people diseases. You know, Dr. Jones said it all the time.
Yes, he does.
He said kids are now having grown people diseases,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of the obesity rate.
Yeah.
You know, and I, and like you said, we're going to have to get a sugar expert on
mm-hmm.
because now as we've had the conversation here today, I think we're starting to point to sugar. People, you know, we're realizing, and as I sit here right now, and I've been realizing that, look, I can't, it's the sugar with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we've talked ourselves into seeing that, and now we have to research it because
right.
we don't want to just, you know, say things because this is just idle chatter. We're just conversating.
Right.
You know, a lot of the things we're saying is just our opinions.
Right.
You know, we like to let folks know that. You know, you may research something we're saying and find that it's different because this is our opinion on it, you
right.
know. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to dive down into it. And we're going to get some research and some facts to support what we're saying and see if we can bring you guys more information about this situation with sugar and bring some people on who are professional at this particular topic. And we're going to get down into it. And we're going to just bring you guys along with us and see if some of you can learn more about this and help yourselves and in your life, because that's what we do.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we said yesterday our show and our conversations are very much therapeutic for ourselves and hopefully therapeutic for you as well. And what we understand is we're reading these articles, and what we like to do is bring the experts in to really talk about it, because people are having struggles in various different areas of life. And as we look around, we know that food is just as challenging as the addiction of drugs and alcohol. And really, the newism that we could use on that is that Uncle New would always say that people were digging their grave with their teeth.
Yes, he did say that.
You know?
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. He said it. Yeah. And we don't think a thing about it. We just keep eating.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, we're digging our grave.
Am I digging my grave?
With my
teeth. I can see him saying it when you say
Yeah. So just fruit for thought, and we're going to get an expert in. And I know before we've got to go to break, I just want to say as we get further into our journey of kind of putting sugar down, it seems like your body is crying out for it. We're starting to sweat. The sugar is coming out just like a drug would, and your body cries out for that sugar. But you know what? We are in control, and we have to just say no. And it's a tough process, but what I'm seeing, and I tell DC, you know, we start on this journey, and every time you go back, I think it's like drugs and alcohol. It seems like it gets more progressive and a little bit harder each time. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play down in the parish. That's Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone for more information, 800-833-4195 or 318-694-2025. McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. The ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage can help you if you're purchasing, refinancing, or investing. 318-561-8020. Is the number to phone. Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. You're on point, everyone. It's 8:52 local time, 9:52 Eastern. We're going to take a break. We're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our Shred event on Thursday, May 15th from 11 till 1 that day. Everyone in the community is invited to come shred, and you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Terrence just tried McDonald's new raspberry sweet tea and diet sweet tea for the first time. Now he's seeing sweet tea everywhere.
Good morning, sweetie.
Sweet tea?
Are those new kicks? Sweet tea?
Sweet tea again.
Oh, don't forget, the meeting is in sweet tea.
This is getting weird. I think I love sweet tea.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Our new raspberry sweet tea and zero-calorie diet sweet tea are a dollar any size, so you'll start seeing them everywhere. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
We started dancing and love put us into a groove. As soon as we started, the music played while our bodies displayed through the dance. Then love began.